Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of BJ and the Battlecruiser. We're joined here today by two BJ Hall of Famers. We have Matt Edmonds, obviously Vice President and opposing captain for this Saturday's President Cup. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Tommy. How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, so we've got got Edmonds, obviously a zero-time major champion, and we've got Biff. He's a four-time major champion. We've also got Joel Pope here, Wixie,
hello,
Adam Hunt, and we have Dan Flint sitting in the corner.
Dan Flint taking minutes.
Yeah, he's taking notice. Got a busy one today, going through the President Cup. We're also going to review the Invitational, which obviously was over a month ago today. Not today, but five weeks ago. Biff, defending
still over a month ago,
champion. Well, yeah. How did it go, Biff? Tell us.
Where do I start?
How long have we got?
Woke up,
light breakfast.
Yeah. I'll tell you where you start. You're playing a proper handicap.
Well, okay. Two under par. Anyway, no, good day. So what I can say is it all came together on one special day in May, and there we go.
Just another day in the office. Third Invitational title, fourth major title. The pioneer of the game, driving the BJ forward. Biffin shot 9 under his handicaps, 7 under gross, round Chobham, which...
2 under gross.
Wasn't 9 under.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry.
Not playing off 2.
It's, yeah, he's not that good. But yeah, it was a historic performance, iconic performance. 9 under, I don't think anyone saw that, especially round Chobham, which obviously, short course, very scorable, besides myself, who came 27th. But yeah, a lot has changed since that day on tour. Both, I'm not going there. Just, yeah.
Do you want a moment?
No, I'm all right. It's just been a bit of a sensitive month.
No tears.
But obviously, the way I look at it is, got more time now for the BGA, for the presidency, and, you know, I can get back to trying to contend in majors because it's been a bit of a shit show the last few years.
Golf's really gone downhill lately,
isn't it? Yeah, it's not a good time. But
so do you want me to run through hole by hole or
no?
We got that all night.
Oh, fine.
Straight after, yeah.
Good. And I went to the wedding, so I don't know. You got me late.
Nah, you still managed. Yeah.
So. where does this rank now, Tom, in terms of your major victories?
Performance wise, it was probably the best. I mean, I haven't played very well since it. I wasn't playing very well before it. So actually, for one day, it all came together. Reigate was good, but it was difficult weather, and obviously, mum and dad paid for that, so helped that way. But this one was all me, so I was quite happy with it, and it was nice to beat again a big field and on a really, I'll say tough course. Not a long, helped me driver at all, but it was a good day, and I was quite proud of myself at the end. So yeah,
that magical day.
So going back to the question, where does it rank?
It's the best that I've done for sure.
28 man field, biggest field in BJ history. It's a big one to beat 27 players. Matt Jones was in the field, he didn't turn up, obviously he's on your team. Edmonds is Saturday up. We'll get to Matt Jones later, but he looked dishevelled and a shadow of his former self.
He was looking rather skinny, and I asked him, has Ben been influencing with the vegan diet? But he said, nah, just been going to gym a bit more, change of manufacturer of clubs, going to obviously Homer early on in the year.
It's PSG, isn't he?
No, he's gone back to Honda now, offering him even more money.
The GOAT.
And I've no doubts on Saturday, again, it'd be the driving force behind our team.
Right, so that's the invitation done. Biff, well done, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers, came second.
Oh, Joel, yeah, second.
Oh, yeah, an honourable mention, Joel Pope, who came second.
Coming the new Paul Bennett.
Came close Fat. Again, got a great
the new Matt Edmonds.
Quite a few of the
team,
white team and top 10, I'd say.
Well, not that much.
You could say that. Let's go through the draft then. Have you got the? Where's the sheet of paper with the draft? Oh, it's here. Well, we've already got players, obviously from last year. They'll be playing on the same team. So for the white team, we've got myself, Adam Hunt, Joe Paris, Josh Heather, Joel Pope, Jack Wicks, Paul Bennett, George Pearce and Tom Biffin. And for Edmonds' blue side, Edmonds, Will Berry, Danny Slay, Brett, the Hitman, Fowler, Charlie Pearce, Tony Castle,
Brett Fowler,
Johnny Codd and Matt Jones. So the draft has been done. let's talk through the draft. You had first pick, Edlin. You went with Leigh Cousins, the banker. Explain your thought process in picking him and
as your number one,
what he adds to your team.
Oh yeah, obviously we had the honour, well not the honour, had the privilege of picking first, and no, Leigh Louis is going to be picked first. He's been part of the WhatsApp group for a long, long time now.
Yeah,
really good gel with my pod system. If he comes if he comes in with four pars, job done, and he's about banking mate.
He always banks some checks.
Exactly, that's it. Exactly.
So obviously Leigh was a surprise pick. I didn't see you picking him really. I thought either way good. Yeah, he was going to be first pick, but he wasn't.
Is it going to be windy at the weekend? Because he's low, really low ball flight normally.
He hits it about 10 feet off the ground.
Well, it's quite easy to say that. He went down Richards last weekend and he told me that on the 18th, and 17th for that matter, he's not going to be going for the air shots. He's going to try and skim it across the water, and apparently his conversion rate is pretty good.
How many times did he hit himself in the head on that round?
Well, it was quite strange because he said that he was 150 yards away from the hole and he had to carry the water that's 100 yards, and he hit the ball, went in the water, and he actually got wet, so I don't know what happened there. But no, good pick.
So
great guy.
It is a great pick. I just checked the weather forecast, and it's going to be 30 mile an hour gusts on Saturday. So
I would be pretty more worried about your team because you've got a few people there that are barely 8 stone. They might get literally blown away in the wind. So
I make up for the rest.
LFG, mate.
Let's fucking go. Because it's the cup.
Joel is sitting here looking exactly like Tom Bennett, apart from he's wearing a cricket jumper.
No, Bennett would be.
Brothers, isn't he? So, what'd you say?
A dig from Tom Bennett.
You're meant to be on my fucking team.
He's quite sensitive.
Not at the
moment. He needs a month of
break. Going for a traumatising breakup.
Let's talk about your pick.
I went with James Hunt, a nice, lovable guy. Just had a baby, so congrats. I think we were congratulating him on the last podcast, so take that one back. He's a good player, solid player. He's only been on tour since 2018. Came tied second at the 2018 Invitational, and he also had a good finish. Was it this year's? No, TPC, wasn't it? Yeah.
Fifth, I think.
Oh, he's done well anyway. He's a good player. He loves it. Obviously, me and him go back. Me and his brother Graham are quite good friends. But I went with James just because I thought consistency wise, you know, and I think he will. I'm trying to build a team not just for now but the future, and I think, you know, obviously Edlin last year went with superstars. I don't know if that's going to pay off this year because just got some food.
I'm not sure what that is.
Just doing a fuck.
Excuse me,
is that a burger with no bread?
Joel's just on a skinny burger
with just lettuce and a burger.
So you're going to eat that, are you?
You're after, buddy.
What
I'm going to eat bacon.
Is that a naked burger? Just try and eat it quietly.
I'll be better.
So yeah, James Hunt, good pick. And I'm, like I said, I'm trying to build a team for the next 10 years to really dominate in this competition. And I think he'll be available every year. He's committed, he's keen. You know, good pick. So you next went with Craig Martin, obviously fresh off his 2-up victory against James Hunt in the BJ World Match Play. Explain your thinking in picking Craig. Obviously him and Johnny, they don't get on due to the political reasons back in Scotland.
Catholic divide in that weedy country of Scotland. Well, apparently Johnny's now part of the Scottish National Party. He's very close with Nicola Sturgeon.
Yeah.
But I just thought, well, if we look at the pairings, you know, they're both Scots. They both like to think they're ball winners, but they generally lose.
So you're saying you're going to put them two together?
I'm not saying that. But I mean, if you look at other successful Scottish pairings throughout the years, you know, Paul Laurie and Conor Montgomery.
Andrew Coulthard.
Didn't get along on a golf course playing for their continent, done very well.
Yeah.
And he's the only one that can translate what Cod says. So I can't understand.
Yeah, I think that's because Cod is an alcoholic.
Surely some worry though for that pairing, if you do, because they're going to be in trouble. They're going to be a lot of time
there's a lot of whack in that pairing.
As Wilbury say, there's a lot of whack floating around.
Craig Martin and Johnny Cod.
It's a good pairing.
Probably will be whacking. I don't know. Maybe not.
Will George show that?
George Pearce, Mark.
On a Sunday.
So next, I went with Tony Waygood. I just looked at his handicap and I just thought he was too good.
Too way good.
Way too good to leave out.
That's why
he's a good player. There's been a lot of hype about him.
He hasn't really delivered though, has he?
Has not delivered, and he owes me a tenner because I picked him in my fantasy team, and he was shit at TPC, and then he didn't play the Invitational. So
he was good at TPC.
I got him both my teams.
He was good at TPC. Yeah.
Brilliant.
No,
Joel's been pushing him.
I've got him as well.
Joel's been pushing him heavily.
Joel was threatening to walk out of the team white if Tony wasn't picked.
Joel threatened to stop doing social media for BGA if I didn't pick Tony. So.
So I'll talk about my next pick.
This is a big one. This
I mean, I was there with three guys, and I mean, it was just such an obvious pick. I mean, we had Ollie, Dave, Zach Johnson, and you know, it's a no-brainer. No, known him a long, long time.
Yeah.
Most popular player worldwide.
In Colombia, definitely.
In Colombia, definitely.
That's
yeah.
Down well. So
we went with Mr. Dave Cusino.
I've heard his Mrs. Christina will be on the bag Saturday.
Yep, she is.
She'll be close by no matter what.
I've ordered her a little piece of attire, nice and tight. Looks really good.
Oh, yeah. Is it a boiler suit?
Boiler suit.
Yeah. So yeah, honestly, I didn't see you picking Dave straight away.
No one did. Let's be honest.
But fair play to Dave. You know, he never stops grinding.
We were
going to
play
under
11.
Fair play to Dave. He hasn't played for about 5 years.
If it came down to it.
I don't think it makes a difference with Dave.
we were going to concede that one. Sit him in the bar.
So then next we had Zach Johnson and Ollie Phipps left. I went with Zach. I played with him at where did I play with him? TPC. One of them. I can't remember.
Memorable performance,
then. Well, I was shitting both of them equally. So I played with him early in the year. It was at the Invitational, yeah. And he, off his handicap of 28, he was actually solid. And I think after about 9 holes, he had a chance to win it, but he failed miserably on the back nine. So I went with
longer clubs.
Yeah, he does need longer clubs.
So out of those seven, I reckon four of them have come dead last in at least one.
Well, Ollie Phipps has played 2 BGA events and he's come dead. Actually, no, he played 3 because he played Travellers, didn't he? But I think he came.
He was dead last there. He had a couple of 20s.
This ain't the medal. This ain't this is not medal
20s in the 7.
This ain't medal 4.
It's the BGA President's Cup.
I was disappointed in the fruit bowl I played.
No, fuck it.
After a major,
who's that?
It's nice to have the event off him, though.
The
rat.
Yeah. Oh, the rat. Just keeps running, playing me.
Scurrying away like the little rat that he is. To be fair, like Jack said, to have him not playing is kind of like it's a relief. Because you know it's a Saturday
rat.
Off because he's a fucking little rat.
He's a major champion.
Yeah. He's going to be on that trophy that you brought for the rest of our lives.
Yeah,
how does that make you feel? The worst major champion?
Him or Lenny Broxby Millard?
Nah.
Or Nick Johnson?
Nick Johnson.
No offence because he divorced with my sister. But, So, Ollie Phipps was selected last by Matt Edmonds.
Well, he's the only person left.
Well, yeah. So, that moves us on to the pairings. This is where it gets tasty. This is where it's the President's Cup.
So, just to keep things...
Right.
Sorry, just to keep things interesting, and I'm surrounded by a table of Toby's here from the white team. I'm going to just announce it one by one. At the end, I'll show you that was my order.
Okay, yeah. So
fair enough. I'm getting questioned by these group of lights.
You say your first pairing, I say mine. We go back and forth like doing the Ryder Cup. Yes. So you say, who's your first pairing? Who are you putting out first? In the 2019 President's Cup held at Richards Park.
We've spoken about this a lot as a team. A lot of tactics have gone into this pairing. I don't need to look at my shit like Bennett is. I know my players inside out.
Wait, Tom,
first out is Dave Pacino.
Yep.
And you want his partner, or you do one?
No, I want your partner.
Ollie Phipps.
Wow.
Against Wixie and Pope.
We go out of the
big one. If you two lose out.
You can't change it. You can't change it.
So Edmonds is first out.
He's throwing a point away.
I ain't throwing a point
The
away.
Superstar
no
pairing
no pressure
of Dave Cusino and Ollie Phipps, a combined 56 shots together, they will face my... gun pairing, my unbeaten pairing, play 2-1-2 of Jack Wicks and Joel Pope.
I think might still be unbeaten by the end of
that. Like Monty and Harrington.
So that's 1-0. We're 1-0 up already. You might as well just concede that.
He's right, 1-0.
Okay, 1-0. So that's interesting. Okay, I did not expect that, but that's...
So, Benny, you go first this time. We do the penalty format.
ABBA.
ABBA.
ABBA. Because it's the cup. Right, out second for me is two-time Invitational champion, two-time Travellers champion, former world number two, the BGA president, myself, Tom Bennett. We'll play with my dad, Paul Bennett, the two-time Order of Merit winner, former Travellers champion, Players champion, and of course, the guy with the biggest cock for a nose.
Vape Zero.
Vape Zero, sponsored by Vape Zero. He will play. Go on, Edwin.
They will play from Scotland, huge Rangers fan, Johnny Codd.
Yeah.
Wow. Dude.
And he'll be partnered with The Hustler.
Will Berry. Wow.
That's 1-0.
That's interesting.
That's 1-0.
Why is it fucking 1-0, mate?
Thank you.
Not my fucking team, Adam.
Adam,
get out.
Support his team.
Dan, are you available Saturday? What?
Dan will be, but then the day before you have some random festival he's got to go to.
Dan will pay £100 and the day before go, I can't play, but keep the money, I don't need it.
I'm playing in Australia tomorrow.
I've got too much money, I don't need it.
Oh yeah,
Redden. No, Dan's actually a life member. He paid £100 for a BJ event, and then like the day before, he went, I can't pay. I went, oh, I'll transfer it back. He went, nah, just leave it. I'll just use it for my next 4 years membership.
I guess a life membership.
He's played a lot of events in those last couple of years.
It's, so. Yeah, it's been sad that he's not played.
He's playing Masters.
Right, so just to recap. First pairing out is Jack Wicks and Joel Pope from Team White against David Seal and Ollie Phipps. That's the big one.
Do we need to recap?
Out second, me and my dad against Johnny Codd and Will Berry. That's the recap.
I can't remember him. So.
That's the first half recap. Right, out third. Go, let's go. Let's fucking go.
Third,
yeah, it's you, mate. ABBA, isn't it?
You've written it down?
ABBA.
Third pairing out, undefeated pairing, Matt Jones, Matt Edmonds.
Shock horror!
Riding on
the back
of the
greatest.
Riding on the back
of it.
Wait, boys.
Is that not? No.
4 months
ago. That's interesting. So yeah, there was obviously a lot of talk in the media that you would hide behind the best player, the greatest to ever do it, the greatest of all time.
But there's no hiding. Second, I mean, last year we absolutely battered Junior Dad. Six pars for Edmonds. What can you say?
Jonesy.
Imagine Wagan and Johnson got a point there.
Look, this is what's going to happen, Edmonds. We're playing Friday, right? That's the fucking...
We're playing for what?
We're playing Friday, aren't we?
Yeah, but that's nothing.
I'm just saying, I'm going to do you in that game, right?
Sounds a bit gay.
Yeah, not gay.
Wait, can we have a quick recap?
No, I do the recap after every two.
Who's your parent?
Yeah, I've not announced, have I? They will play Tony Waygood and Zach Johnston.
2-1.
Nice.
Very tall team.
2-1.
That's averaging about right. Zach 6 foot 8.
South four. Yeah, four. Tony Waygood and Zach Johnston. You know, I thought obviously, I don't know, I thought they're similar guys, quite quiet. But obviously Waygood's a good player, plays for 10. Zach is
nothing to do with over the last two that you.
I just had to put them together. Because, you know. Out four for us is Josh Heather, the squid, the little cooked little squid. Every photo I've seen lately on social media, he's getting redder and redder.
Bacon.
Like gammon.
Like a little bit of gammon steak.
He'll
go out
he
with.
Is, he is rotund.
Yeah, he's.
Can we recap?
What was that?
No, we recap after every two games. So Josh Heber, we're going out with the former Masters champion, the former world number one.
You put him Joe Paris.
Joe Paris.
You realise I hate you, Joe. Brilliant.
Why do they hate each other?
No, he's getting in
your
head.
He's stirring.
No, they do hate each other.
He got
number four pairing. This is yet again another point for us. Informed man Danny Slade.
Yeah, but Josh Heber's.
I wonder who he'll play with.
And he'll be paired with...
The Gypsy Kings.
No, the Hitman. He's already written down. No. He's with Castle.
Ah!
Have we done the Hitman?
No.
So who's he with?
Castle.
Tony Castle.
Yeah, the Gypsy Kings. Danny and Tony.
Right, watch out, nick your balls.
Edmonds, you'll go.
They walk onto the first tee to Bumbalea.
Yeah, just keep going. We don't want to have a recap.
Edmonds, you'll go.
Right.
Number five...
You don't need a recap.
...is Martin.
Could be Martin.
At money back.
Let's go. Let's fucking go.
And he's with Charlie Pierce, yeah.
Oh, that's predictable. That's a fucking easy win.
For us.
Biff will win that one on his own.
Biff is with Joe.
Right, and then out last is two-time major champion.
We're not last, that's not last though, is it?
Out six. This is the sixth group.
You haven't announced.
Didn't announce.
Sorry. Right.
Should we do a recap?
All right, okay, sorry.
I think we should recap.
That's what happens when you don't do a recap. So out fifth is Biff and Jay Hunt. They'll play Craig Martin and Charlie Pierce. That's an interesting one, because obviously Biff's got Craig Martin in the next round of the BJ World Match Play, so you win that.
And Craig just beat James as well.
Yeah, so there's a lot of...
Yeah, a bit of rivalry, though.
You know, there's a lot of hidden stories in that one, so really looking forward to seeing the result of that one. And out last, just to conclude things, we have two-time major champion and former Order of Merit winner Adam Hunt. He will play with George Pierce if he turns up, because he might think it's a Sunday. So yeah, that's a gum pairing.
And just conclude things, in case it does come down to the end, but I don't think it will. Shit. We've got Brett, the Hitman.
Oh, great team.
And the Banker.
Oh,
that's a tasty one.
They hate each other a lot.
Some really nice
a lot of needle between them. Hey.
Brett and Lee hate each other because Brett made Lee miss the first two BJ majors of the year because he had some shitty wedding. Don't know why, you know. But anyway, shall we recap the...
Yeah, let's recap now. Yeah.
Right.
That's a great time.
So the final recap, we have out first, Jack Wicks, Joel Pope, Team White against Dave Gacido and Ollie Phipps. I think that's your strongest pair, and you can put out Edlin there.
Oh, I agree. Know, I'm we go with.
It's going to be an interesting.
I'm looking
one.
Forward to the t-shirt.
If Jack and Joel don't win fucking 10-8, that's a failure.
And the problem is, it's going to take us fucking 7 hours to get round. Yeah. They're the first ones out.
No, it'll be fine. It'll be three. Again, it'll be a 4-hour first nine and like an hour second nine. It'll be over, and there'll be no one else left.
They are allowed to pick up, aren't they?
The system was good.
Yes, they are. Good. You might need to tell him what that. Match play is, because Ollie Phipps last week thought he could play a match play game with someone in a different fucking three ball. So
and a different.
I like Ollie, but fuck me. He'll listen to this as well, so.
Very right. Fat as well.
Oh, whoa!
Well, that's fucking hard. No. That was Tom Biffin who said that as well, not me.
He's not on my team.
Yeah, fuck him then.
I see him down here drinking diet gin and tonics.
Last time he came down for no beers at the pub, he didn't go until 7 o'clock the next morning.
When was that?
In his football
about a year ago. But
talking of which, will James Hunt be wearing the Umbro football trousers?
Slazenger.
Do you know what? Jonesy private messaged me going, them picks have cracked me up, but if they turn up at Moor Park, they will not be allowed to play. So you saw James Hunt was in a Slazenger top.
I'm sure you'd be allowed to play.
Do you want me to show you the messages from Matt Jones?
I think alone.
Umbro tracksuit.
Matt Jones.
They were tracksuit bombs.
That's what Goat said. So out second, Tom Bennett, Paul Bennett against
Johnny Caldwell. Can we recap the first team?
Will you shut up with the recap, banner? It was funny the first time someone said it.
Alright? That was me who said it first time.
Well, don't fucking say it again then.
Right, let's get on with it. Come on.
Right, out second, Tom Bennett, Paul Bennett against Johnny Codd and The Hustler. Out third, Tony Waygood and Zach Johnson against the greatest of all time, Matt Jones and Matt Edmonds.
Second place, Matt Edmonds.
So in that third... pairing for Team Edmonds, there's four major wins in it.
All from Jones. I think I come second to Jones each one of them. Or my runner ups, I think.
I didn't.
Six runs up. Out fourth, Josh Heather and Joe Parris against Danny Slade and Tony Castle. Out fifth is Tom Biffin and James Hunt against Craig Martin and Charlie Pierce. And then to conclude the matches, out last is Adam Hunt and George Pierce against The Hitman, Brett Felser, and Lee Cousins. So, Edmonds, quickly just to recap it, how are you feeling about the pairings? How are you feeling about Saturday? How are you feeling about the Presidents' Cup?
Confident, was confident going in, and I didn't expect anything different than your pairings, Tom, to be honest with you. I knew that pairing, number one, was obvious.
Right, yeah.
Of course, you know, Seve and Ollie for your team.
Who's for your team, then?
Well, we was gone home, mate. Just throw the kitchen sink at them. That's it. You know, they've got nothing to lose. They're expected to lose, but they won't. You know, it's simple as that.
No, yeah. There's a fair chance.
If Wicks and Pope don't win 10 and 8, then
I think you get a point if it's not 4 and 3. You know?
No, look, just go out and play your goal. Silly. Yeah, right. Ollie's been playing alright lately to his standard. Casido.
He beat George Pierce.
Yeah, he did knock George Pierce.
Played well against George Pierce.
Beat George Pierce, yeah.
Played well against him as well.
Beat him so bad, George.
So, 18-0.
I'm looking at the pairings. I'm confident. I think, obviously, like I said earlier, Edmonds last year, he opted for a superstar top heavy tactic in the draft. And then, obviously, this year, he's lost two of them players because they just can't be arsed. I think that might come back. Obviously, losing Craig 100% win ratio, match play events in the PGA Tour. That's going to be big.
That's the point. Go on.
But
Biffin can now bring
tightest match.
Yeah.
Tightest match.
The last one be tight.
The last one's going to be tight. I think me and my dad have got a work cut out against Johnny Codd and Will Berry. Will's solid off 26. Johnny Codd obviously is very...
Nice little grudge match in there as well. Codd and Paul, bit of history there. Obviously, yeah, Codd getting raped by him and nonce a few years back.
Oh, yeah. With Johnny getting spit roasted by my dad and Kevin back at the... When was it? They made him meet like 2 hours before the meet time.
Junction 11 and
made fucking spit roasted him. So.
Junction 11. Lay-by.
No wonder fucking Johnny's... An alcoholic,
drink the baguette.
So yeah, I don't think there's anything else to add really, unless anyone's got anything.
We got anything else on the schedule?
No, we've ticked off all the things on the schedule. I think obviously Saturday's going to be a huge one.
Talk about the course.
The course. We can quickly recap.
And the weather.
Course.
I've played there recently, and it was a field.
Oh, good. Well, good.
Excited
because I only play fucking
cheers,
well.
Adam, your input's been really good to
look at my major wins. Abbeymoor.
That's Jones out then.
The fields.
Jones won't be able to do
could
all
take,
that sort.
It could take the better players out with a less good course.
We might struggle then.
Yeah, true.
Fairways were at least 2.5 inches long, so...
Oi, don't knock 2.5 inches,
playing into Phipps and Casido's...
What's the total length of the course?
I did upload it to Instagram. You've not been checking out the
socials. Opening was like a 3.5 points for Bennett's team, 3 points for a retain, but obviously we're going for the win. 3.5.
Yeah, so it's just to recap, number. It's obviously 6 matches, match play. If Edmunds has to get to 3 to retain the cup, we have to get 3.5. If it ends 3-3, it's like the Ryder Cup. It just ends as a draw and Edmunds retains the cup. We need to win 3.5 matches out of 6. I'm confident. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. You know, I look at every one of my soldiers on my team. I have confidence in every one of them. I think we've got the stronger team on paper. And I think it's the fucking President's Cup, baby.
Should we have some
guesses? Maybe give a recap of the meet time, etc., just to remind people.
So 10
then run through again the ordering. A recap of that.
Ten a.m. meet. Saturday at Richens Park for a full English breakfast, not just a bacon roll, full English.
Nice.
We're upgrading.
Are we going to do separate tables again?
Yeah, 100%.
Obviously, we'll be in all white. I'm debating whether or not I'm wearing the all white. I'm wearing the white Adi Zero trousers, but I don't know yet. So yeah, 10 a.m. meet, 11 a.m. first tee off. I think that's it, lads, isn't it? It's been a good one. It's been nice to have extra guests. It's been good to thrash this one out.
Thanks for the
should we have some predictions? Just quick predictions.
I predict 6-0. I just predict Edlin, he's going to forget the trophy on purpose like he did tonight. He's going to be home Friday night watching the US Open. Saturday, sorry. But, actually, no, Friday.
Bottle of vodka.
Friday I'm going to smash.
Bottle
of vodka.
Bottle of Glens.
Bottle of Glens.
No, I think it'll be quite close. I do think we're going to win, obviously. If I said anything otherwise, I shouldn't be captain of this team. So,
what I am, I'm going to call him out now. Phipps, if he wants a £500 bet on this, me and Jack are happy to front that. So,
yeah, Ollie, I'll do your deal, Ollie. If you get me half a point, I'll raise your debt, you owe me. And I'll stop slot coming around every Saturday morning waking you up.
Right. I think that's it, lads, isn't it? Thanks, everyone.
LFG.
We'll see you Saturday. Let's go.